Oh, I mean, I think anybody who's able to play that long, they know exactly, you know, where they're at physically and what it takes to play. You know, I go back to during the off season to the conversations. I know he visited with three or four people that he does continuously every year to find out exactly where he's at physically and those type of things. And so I think, you know, I think those guys have a beat on it, you know, better than we do, so to speak. So, and I think there's programs for everybody. Obviously, you have a normal program that you go through here, but those guys usually have stages that they go through before it's time to play, and, you know, obviously he does a good job with his.
How responsive has he been to this, that friendly plan of taking off reps? Because he's never willingly given up reps.
He's been good. I mean, obviously he would go every day, and even longer than we ask him to. You know, I mean, it's just the way he's built. But I think it's been good because he spent a lot of quality time with, like, you know, the other guys, and the study habits that he has and the time that he has spent in the classroom has been exceptional. And then yet, I mean, it's just important for these young guys to get better, and he understands that. He needs some help on this team. You know, he needs some young guys to step up and help him be successful. So I think he understands the cause, and so asking him to do that hopefully is helping the cause with these young players.
Do you ever talk to him, or have you had discussions with him about, at 39, the distance between you and a lot of the other players in terms of age, your experiences, it gets bigger? How do you sort of connect?
You know, we haven't really talked about that, but I do understand that there's some guys that are part of this team last year that he was very close with, you know, with Wes and Tammy and some of those guys that he came up with, and now all of a sudden he gets in huddle sometimes, and some of these guys are very, very young compared to him. So, but I think it's just a credit to him that he's able to give me a group, you know, and I'll make them perform well, or I'll have them perform at the highest level. And, you know, we're asking a lot of him right now, especially up front, you know, trying to get our guys going and come up with a good group, you know, up front. But his response to all of that has been exceptional.
Surrounded by 22-year-old, 23.
I couldn't really answer that. He'd have to answer that question. I don't know. I mean, I could imagine. You know, I'm sure there's probably, you know, most guys ask, you know, you may ask Peyton for an autograph for an auction or something. There's probably guys in the locker room that ask him just for themselves, you know. I mean, that's the way it is. But he'd have to answer that question. But I think that's probably what keeps him going, keeps him young, being around those guys and trying to keep up with them. And, you know, I'm sure he's seen it all. And hopefully he'll continue to see it all for a few more years.
Have you settled down your offensive line? It's been pretty much the same guys since the start of
I mean, I think right now, if we went to camp, we have a pretty good idea how we're going to line up and go. I mean, I think from a competitive standpoint, I think we're very competitive right now between Paradis and Gino. That's a very competitive situation. I think Shelley is pushing Garland, and Max is a young man who's come in and played really, really well. The tackle situation, you know, I think we know who our three guys are right now that are battling, and then we're, you know, trying to get the other ones going. But, you know, now we get, I should say, four. Now Ryan's involved. Y'all can see Ryan's been working a little bit. But I think we know how we're going to line up, you know, ones and twos and threes right now. But, you know, how it's going to end up, I don't know. We'll see. But it'll be a very competitive environment throughout.
Have you gotten more from Well,
I think what's happened, first off, you didn't know you were going to see this much of him this early, and then through our situation, now we've seen a lot. He has been very impressive for a young man to go out to that spot and handle what he's handled. Now, we don't have pads on. There's all those, you know, what ifs, and they're coming. You know, they're coming in August. But if anything, with Ryan getting injured and it happening so early, I think it has been beneficial to Ty, because when he gets through with next week, he's almost been through a training camp. Other than hitting, you know, mentally, those type of things, he's been through a training camp. So it won't be his first rodeo, you know, come August, you know. So, but no, we've been very impressed with how he's worked. And we know we're asking a lot of him, and it's our job as coaches to make sure that we keep him, you know, taking the right steps and keep him comfortable along the way.
With Ben Garland, he's a guy who hasn't played much in games. Yeah. What has he done that? What has he done for you that's gotten him into that kind of
well, person? I see Ben this way. Work habits, effort, all those things, there's no question about Ben. Really, the thing that we've got to see is the play time, you know. Everybody is very impressed with Ben and how he's handled himself around here. It's time for Ben to become a player, but we got to find out, you know, when the lights come on. But he's doing everything he can possibly do. The fact that he has not played a lot of offensive football, too, that was a big change for him. So you see some of that along the way. But everything's in place. It's just a matter of reps, and we'll see how he does.
Is he a guy that lets the pads come on, training camp games actually start, that maybe it's even more important for him?
I think it's more important for all of them because you know, everybody's moving pretty good this time of year. Everybody's physical this time of year, you know. But when you put the pads on and you get beat down a little bit, and those wear and tear takes over, how do you continue to play? How consistent are you? I think we got to find out about everybody.
What was your first impression of Garland, and did you know kind of his journey before you came?
Kind of what I said. I know he's the greatest kid in the world. I know he works harder than anybody. He's the first one here, last one to leave. I mean, I've never been here when I haven't seen Ben here at 5:15, 5:30 in the morning. So all that's in place. But he's got to get out there. He's got to go through camp. He's got to get the reps, all the offensive reps, all the protections, those things. And we'll see, you know. But, you know, we're rooting for him because he's a wonderful young man, you know, and it's a great opportunity for him right now with what's going on with us up front.
Coach, I'm doing a piece on Mike Harrington. You know, he was here when you were here, and he's still here now. He's worked with more quarterbacks here in 12 years than anybody.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Those equipment guys are amazing in what they do. And if you really watch practice, they run practice in a lot of ways. I mean, they're in charge of so many things, spotting the ball, doing things for us. You know, Flip was here when I was here many years ago, and he's still here. And Harry's been at it for a long, long time. I'll tell you a great Harry story. The other day, Harry had a baby boy. I don't know if y'all know that.
A week ago.
So I text Flip. I said, hey, Flip, give me Harry's cell phone number so I can call him and congratulate him. Well, he texted me Mike Harrington's phone number. And I said, no, I need Harry's number. He said, that is Harry. I said, well, I've always known him as Harry. So, no, they've been at it for a long, long time. And they've been a big part of this organization. They do a tremendous job.
All right.
That it? All right. You have a good day.